Damien. Hello, Damien.
Hi, Chris.
Damien is Jasper's boss. Okay, not that you'd know that.
No,
And he's also a fan of Leeds United, yes. Which makes him all right in my books. And he's also a very heavy drinker and very good looking.
Okay, and once again, just close your eyes and sleep, 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 and relax. There we go. And finally,
Rachel.
Hello.
Rachel is Thin Lizzy's replacement when Lizzie is ill or at job interviews at Virgin and Capital. She's very, very lovely and has worked at Radio 1 for 17 years.
I have.
That's right, you haven't really. Are you nervous?
I am a bit now.
Don't be nervous.
Don't be.
You're among friends and Paul McKenna.
I feel a bit weird though, I feel a bit spaced out.
There's no change there, though, to be honest.
Sleep and relax. There we go. Okay, so all of these people are nice, relaxed now and feeling really good. Let's start with something quite simple and easy, shall we? Let's ask Damien, first of all. Just wakey-wakey, Damien. Have you got a girlfriend?
Yeah.
You been going out with her long?
Yeah.
Sleep. When you wake up, you'll be completely unable to remember her name. In fact, the harder you try, the more you won't be able to, and you'll only be able to come up and compensate with ridiculous names as a result. Eyes open, wide awake. So, you single guy, Damien?
No.
You're not. You've been dating somebody, have you?
Yeah.
Girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah, how long have you been going out with her?
A few years.
A few years. So, so you must know her fairly well.
Yeah, but...
What's her name, by the way?
Shaqpal.
Shaqpal. Is that correct? Is his girlfriend's name Shaqpal?
Don't take a stand, no.
We're getting a no on that one, mate. Tell us, have another go.
Sonia?
No?
I don't know.
Afraid not, no. Maybe we should get her on the phone. Let's see if we get her on the phone. And have you got a phone number there?
On me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you just give it to Chris, and we'll give her a phone call in a minute, you see. But who should we ask for?
0785.
Oh, no, not the phone number. No. What's the name of the person we should ask for?
Cheryl.
Cheryl. I'm feeling it's not. We'll come back to the one. Sleep, 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 sleep. And relax. Now, let's have a quick chat with Rachel. You work with Rachel, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, the very fit Rachel.
So just a little bit.
When you wake up in the next few moments, Rachel, you will believe that you are having an affair with Chris.
Bingo.
You will be happy to talk about it, okay? And, you know, you'll explain what's going on, etc., etc. However, Damien, you will also believe that, you're not having an affair, but you'll be upset because you fancy Chris as well, okay? So, you've been a bit of a love tryst here, so you'll be jealous. Everybody, eyes open, wide awake, wakey, rise and shine. Now, if it's okay, I'd like to ask you about, you know, what's been going on with you and Chris, because you know, you're amongst friends now, it's out in the open. Just tell us.
Well, it's been happening for a couple of months now, and he's been following me around the office. Yeah. It's really embarrassing.
Yeah, but when did it first occur?
A couple of months ago, he was following me around and cornered me and...
Scrubber.
He cornered me by the stationery cupboard and grabbed a hold of my hand.
Yes, yeah.
And,
Did you... What's that?
He better not have done it.
All right, okay, hang on, calm down. Did you consummate it straight away?
No, definitely not. Mm. I waited until the afternoon.
Yeah.
Would you both say it was something that will live with you forever?
Chris is amazing.
I am.
She's a tart, and I'm not having any of...
You feel upset, don't you? I can tell.
Yeah.
Well, okay, perhaps you'd like to share with the group. What's the problem?
Well, I saw him first. He's always been up for a feel-up with me.
I can't believe this.
I'm sorry, I can only apologise.
I can't believe this. How long has this been happening?
What's the time now?
It's 3:45.
2 weeks.
2 weeks? 2 weeks?
I'm sorry.
I can't believe this, Chris. That's it. You have to decide.
So what is it you like about Chris? You know, bring us into that world.
I like his big hands.
Yeah.
In my hands.
Ah.
And the way he kisses my cheek.
Yeah. Is there anything else?
Sometimes about how he's quite rude across the office. Sometimes he can be quite naughty.
And you like that? Does it kind of, that arouses you, right?
It does, especially when we're far away and like that.
He gives you a cheeky little wink, does he?
Yeah.
What about you? What's the problem?
Well, he's a lovely kiss with me. I can't believe he's seeing his tart.
All right. Okay.
Oh, dear.
I think we better put you back to sleep.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Sleep, 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 sleep. Okay.
Oh, blimey. Happy neck, mate.
They really are hypnotised.
We'll have some more fun with them in a minute, if you
want. Yeah, let's play a record and then come back, because apart from anything else, I need to go and have a cold shower.
Right.
My big hands and her small hands. Right, back with more from Paul McKenna in just a little bit.